The liberal establishment is trying to frame the issues around the LGBTQ people as if there's no more of a difference between someone's sexual orientation or gender identity than there is between someone who prefers to date blondes over brunettes, or someone who is left-handed versus right-handed. But obviously, there's a world of difference between what hand somebody writes with or throws a baseball with, and people using body parts in ways they clearly weren't designed for, or having them surgically removed because they feel like they were born in the wrong body. You're not allowed to have this conversation, though, or even suggest that there is anything wrong with certain people in any way, whether from a birth defect in a region of the brain that regulates sexual orientation or gender identity, or whether they develop some kind of maladjusted strategy to cope with underlying issues. But inquisitive people can't help but suspect that whatever is causing the massive increase in the number of people who feel they're transgender is being covered up, and any investigation into it is immediately shut down. Some people believe that the cause of so many people thinking they're transgender is due to rapid onset gender dysphoria, or a social contagion fueled by social media, and now mainstream media, and peer pressure. And one explanation for rapid onset gender dysphoria is that it's a maladjusted way children, especially girls, deal with being uncomfortable with their body during puberty and the pressures of being sexy. So they end up being repulsed by their own gender because they feel that they can't compare to the cultural standards of beauty. And there are underlying mental health conditions which exacerbate their body image discomfort, but you're not supposed to talk about that either. Many girls who start thinking that they're a boy are really just lesbians, but they're confused about being sexually attracted to other girls and think maybe they're a boy in the wrong body because of the explosion of transgender propaganda aimed at kids in recent years. Similarly, many teen boys who think that they're transgender are just gay, which you're not supposed to say is also abnormal or something the medical community should research in order to prevent or cure, just like transgenderism. That would be hateful. So we're just all supposed to go along with believing lies so that we don't hurt people's feelings. Numerous studies have shown that the vast majority of children who suffer from gender dysphoria end up growing out of it once they go through puberty, and most probably wouldn't have even questioned their own gender at all if the idea hadn't been placed in their minds in the first place through TikTok videos, and some even being brainwashed by their liberal parents. Aside from rapid onset gender dysphoria, others point to hormonal imbalances that may be caused from synthetic estrogen, or what are called endocrine disruptors, that are believed to ultimately result in, you're not supposed to call it a birth defect, that would be hateful. So for the sake of this video, we'll just call them changes in the brain as a fetus develops. This is known as the hormone theory of sexual orientation. But for two decades now, there have been concerns that these chemicals have been feminizing boys when exposed to them as they're developing in the womb. In 2005, the University of Rochester Medical Center in New York found that gender-bending chemicals mimicking the female hormone estrogen can disrupt the development in baby boys in the first human study about this after the effects had been previously widely known to occur in test animals. A few years later, in 2009, they released a follow-up study further confirming that chemicals in plastics alter the brains of baby boys, making them more feminine. The findings were reported in some mainstream outlets, including the Los Angeles Times, which noted, quote, "Boys born to mothers who have above normal levels of the controversial chemicals known as phthalates in their urine are less likely to exhibit masculine behavior, a new study has found. Phthalates, which block the activity of male hormones such as androgens, could be altering masculine brain development," end quote. And while such findings should have caused as big of a concern as the discovery of cancerous chemicals or the dangers of gun violence, these studies went mostly unnoticed. Scientists have also found that the lower the levels of testosterone a fetus is exposed to during gestation, the more feminized the child will be if it's a boy, and the more likely they are to be gay. And they found that by altering the levels of testosterone in pregnant animals, they can change the sexual orientation of their offspring, thus making them gay. They even know the specific region of the brain that is affected, the third interstitial nucleus of the anterior hypothalamus, or the INAH3 region of the brain, which is the part of the brain that is responsible for sexual behavior. the sexual dimorphic nucleus, as it's called. Research by Ray Blanchard, who himself is gay, found that when a child is forming in utero, if there are high levels of antibodies against a particular protein called NLGN4Y, which is involved in the brain development in males, then the brain is also more feminized. And this research indicates that the more boys a woman gives birth to, the more likely they are to be gay because there is a higher level of the protein in each pregnancy. Dr. Deborah So, the author of The End of Gender, suggests that further researching the cause of homosexuality and transgenderism with the goal of preventing it may be unethical because she knows if scientists confirm it's a birth defect that could be prevented by pregnant women avoiding hormone-altering endocrine disruptors or offsetting them through medication, that would undermine LGBTQism. Therefore, the people who have been celebrating and promoting it will be viewed in hindsight like other medical quackery from the past. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, by the way, because you're not going to find information like this anywhere else. And please share this video by posting a link to it on your social media accounts, because people need to know this and they're not going to hear it from the Daily Wire or Fox News. Before plastic food packaging was the norm, it was mostly cardboard, metal, and glass. So is it just a coincidence that as plastic food packaging containing BPA became standard, that society has seen an explosion in gay people and transgenders? Also, in recent years, researchers have been reporting that sperm counts have been dropping over 50% just over the last several generations, and testosterone levels in men has also dramatically declined. Women's workout clothes have also recently been found to contain as much as 40 times the levels of BPA that has been deemed safe, since sports bras, leggings, athletic shirts, etc. are made of synthetic fibers, plastic, so they don't absorb sweat like cotton does, and then instead helps wick it away. But the BPA in these clothes is absorbed through the skin because of the close contact. And 2 years ago, the Center for Environmental Health sent a legal notice to 8 brands of popular women's clothes, putting them on notice about concerning levels of the chemical found in their clothes. Some suspect soy consumption is causing the drop in testosterone since it contains phytoestrogens or plant-based estrogen affecting hormone levels, feminizing males. Is consuming too much soy contributing to the rise of gender dysphoria and sexual disorientation? Is it causing hormone imbalances in pregnant women who consume it, thus altering the brains of their baby boys? You're not supposed to ask these kinds of questions. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made a very interesting statement during an interview with Jordan Peterson on his podcast, who works for the Daily Wire, when Peterson suggested that he believes the apocalyptic hysteria about climate change has demoralized young people and caused high levels of depression and loneliness. Kennedy responded that he thought that was an overly simplistic reason and went on to say this.
I think a lot of the problems we see in kids, and particularly boys, it's probably underappreciated how much of that is coming from chemical exposures, including a lot of the sexual dysphoria that we're seeing. That these kids are being overwhelmed by a tsunami. I mean, they're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today, and many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. Atrazine, by the way, if you in a lab put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will chemically castrate and forcibly feminize every frog in there. And 10% of the frogs, the male frogs, will turn into fully viable females able to produce viable eggs. And if it's doing that to frogs, there's a lot of other evidence that it's doing it to human beings as well.
Sadly, his remarks went right over Jordan Peterson's head, who didn't inquire more about them or even acknowledge them, despite Kennedy basically laying out what may be the key to this entire situation. Atrazine is a common herbicide used to kill weeds in farmers' fields, golf courses, residential lawns, and has been found in the water supply in hundreds of districts across America, which millions of people have been drinking. Aside from killing weeds, which it's designed to do, it is shown to also convert testosterone into estrogen. One of Alex Jones' famous rants about the chemicals in the water turning the frogs gay was referring to atrazine. And if you can look past his kind of histrionics, he was making a good point. He had seen the studies and was frustrated and upset that the issue wasn't getting the attention that it should and that more people weren't concerned about it. People also made fun of him years ago for ranting about the BPA in juice boxes, feminizing boys, because many couldn't look past his kind of over-the-top style and understand just how sophisticated his concerns were behind his theatrics, hoping to get people's attention. There are other factors most people are unaware of as well that are missing from virtually every discussion and debate about LGBTQism. TMZ, the celebrity news site, published a story back in 2015 when Bruce Jenner first announced that he was transitioning into a woman, taking female hormones, which contradicted everything the LGBTQ advocates had said for years about gay conversion therapy. TMZ reported that several prominent doctors in the field told them the hormones people take, hoping to transition their gender, often changes their sexual preference, and referenced a study of 300 transgender people showing one-third of them changed their sexual preference because of the opposite sex hormones they took. They noted that the female hormones Bruce Jenner was taking would feminize not just his body, but also his brain, causing him to think like a woman. And there was a one-third chance that he would become sexually attracted to men as a result. The National Center for Biology Information has also reported that many transgender patients' sexual orientation, meaning the sex they're attracted to, changes due to undergoing hormone therapy as they're attempting to change their gender. So if 30% of the people who take hormones of the opposite sex in hopes of altering their body to become like that sex, ultimately end up changing their sexual orientation, who they're attracted to, because their brain also changes, then why isn't hormone replacement therapy being explored to help children and adults who suffer from gender dysphoria? If a boy thinks he's a girl or feels like a girl, then why not give him testosterone to masculinize his brain instead of giving him cross hormones, estrogen, and then subjecting him to all kinds of surgeries trying to make him look like a woman? Is it possible that the transgender movement is looking at this entire problem from the wrong angle? That they have it completely backwards? And why isn't HRT, hormone replacement therapy, being used on gay people too? You're not supposed to say this to fix their sexual attraction, to change their sexual attraction if they choose to. Now, I'm not saying that they should be forced to do this, but many of them do say that they wish that there was something that they could do to be straight. So why aren't doctors giving them hormone boosters that correspond with their own biological sex, since that appears as a way to reverse their sex attraction? Perhaps with medical advances in the future and brave scientists who aren't afraid of the social consequences of their findings, we may have definitive answers to these questions. But it's also possible that because of the ramifications of uncomfortable truths, these answers may be forever suppressed and hidden, and the scientists who pursue them smeared by disinformation campaigns as a significant portion of the human species continues to experience gender dysphoria and sexual disorientation from what appears to be endocrine-disrupting chemical-induced changes to the brain of the fetuses as they grow in the womb, while the only solution to the, again, you're not allowed to call it a problem, that would be hateful. The only way to change their situation is through drastic and irreversible surgeries that don't even come close to accomplishing what advocates claim they do. That's a whole other horrifying topic. I don't even like talking about all this stuff, and it's such a sensitive subject. When doing so, you're very likely to get censored from the big tech platforms. And I'm just a guy in my kitchen on a laptop. I don't work for a major news network. I'm not a member of Congress. But you should ask yourself why it is that those who are in positions of power to highlight these issues are completely silent about them. As much as I respect Matt Walsh at the Daily Wire, he has never mentioned atrazine or endocrine disruptors or the apparent chemical component that may be a major factor in all of this. Never. He only focuses on the social contagion aspect, because if it turns out that hormone imbalances or chemical poisoning is partially or largely responsible for this dramatic rise in transgenderism and gay people over the last 10 years, then that opens up a whole can of worms that he doesn't appear to want to be willing to address. You can laugh at the blue-haired people on TikTok and those who are posting videos coming up with new genders, and you can refuse to use their preferred pronouns, and some of them may and do grow out of it. But if there is an underlying cause to all of this that is neurological, not socially induced, it's not going to stop by people refusing to acknowledge how someone feels about whatever their gender is. It seems most conservative social media influencers are only talking about the symptoms and not the cause. If you like my in-depth reports like this, then really go deep into the subject matter, then you'll really love reading my books. So order The War on Conservatives in paperback and now hardcover from Amazon.com, or download the ebooks from any of the major ebook stores, Kindle, iBooks, Nook, or Google Play. My books are a lot more in-depth and hardcore than my videos, which I have to tone down a little bit for obvious reasons. So if you want my complete uncensored analysis, along with over 1,000 footnotes sourcing all the material, which, you know, makes not just a very informative read for those who keep up with the news, but also a valuable resource to give to others to help wake them up, head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.